Welcome to the ministry of Reverend Selassie Maxines of the Makarios Church, East Legon Ogbojo Branch. He is a seasoned and anointed teacher of the word and prophet whose ministry is backed by signs, wonders, and instant miracles. His unadulterated teaching of the word will change your life forever. Now, sit back, relax, and be blessed by today's word.
Take your seats in the presence of the Lord. You will see that if you really connected, your spirit would want to continue praying. If you really connected in these two minutes that we have just prayed, your spirit would like to continue to pray. Yeah. But it's a blessing to see you all in church tonight. Are you excited to see me? Huh? Lisa, you're not excited to see me. No problem. No problem. All right. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. We are doing how to develop your faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. You know, when Bishop started to preach this series, one of the things he said was that don't become familiar with a sermon on faith on the assumption that you have faith. That is a wrong assumption. Don't become familiar. Once you hear a sermon on faith, you can easily shut down because there is an assumption that you have faith. But my little study over the period, I've preached a lot of sermons on faith, but my little study reveals that one doesn't have enough faith as is required. Are you here? And faith is not a desire. It's not the desire of good things or mega things. It's not a desire. So when we have desires of things, or when we hope for things, we think it is faith, and yet it is not faith. Hebrews 11:1 says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for. I judge. Faith is not the things hoped for. So if you are hoping to marry, that is not faith. Faith is not the things hoped for. It is the substance of the things hoped for. And if I get time, I will explain the difference of the two to you. Do you get it? Because we can stay on the things we hope for and feel that we are riding on faith. And yet Paul explains it clearly that faith is not the things we hope for. Rather, it is the substance of the things we hope for. Then it says, it's also the evidence of things not seen. So, faith is a substance. Faith is tangible. It's a substance. It's materialistic. Evidence of things not seen. So you can be hoping for something in your heart, Sarah, and that thing, we are not seeing it. Things not seen, because it's in your heart. And yet faith gives us an evidence of the things that is sitting in your heart. And I want to say it. So you can look at somebody and study the person for a period, and you will know the things that are in the person's heart by the evidence of the faith. Because the faith is an evidence. That's why I said that faith cannot be hidden. You can't hide, you can't have faith for a period, and yet nobody can see that faith. The Bible says, when Jesus saw their faith. Now I want to ask you. So let's come to verse 6, which is where I want to start from. This is just an addendum. But without faith, Pastor, I'll read this verse, and the Lord said, just stop at it's impossible. Without faith, it is impossible. Whatever it is we are talking about, whether it's a mega church here in Obojo, without faith, it's impossible. Let's just stay there. Forget about the rest of the verse. If it's $10,000 you are looking for, without faith, it is impossible. Do you get it? If it's a miracle job you are trusting God for, without faith, it is impossible. God just said, stop there. Just stop at it. And read the verse again. Read it again. Read it again. Read it again. Read it again. So that impossibilities that exist in our lives are a result of the absence of faith. Once it's impossible for you to cast out demons, it's because a particular faith is absent in your life. Without that faith, it is impossible. That's why faith is important for me, and faith is important for you. Faith, I need to have it, not to know about it. I don't want to know about faith. I want to have it. And I'm going to ask you, like, you know about what do you know about? Fashion, or you know about Benz Formatic, you know about a car, Bentley. The knowledge of it is not equal to having it. But having it, when you have it, it makes a toll on your life. That you have a Bentley, it will affect their life. But if you know about it, it doesn't affect your life in a certain way. So knowledge of faith can be deceptive. I want to have the faith. Yes. Somebody say, I want to have faith. Am I preaching well? Without faith, it is impossible, Nicholas, to have a global music ministry. Without faith, it is impossible. It will never happen. Without faith. Without faith, it's impossible to have twins. Twins. Without faith, it's impossible to travel. Travel. Anything which is impossible, it's impossible because of the absence of faith. Am I preaching well? Matthew chapter 2, verse 28. Matthew. Please follow me and write notes. Write things. Write things. Write things. Matthew chapter 9, verse 28. Matthew. I'm preaching a good sermon. I won't lie to you. Matthew chapter. Yes. And when he was come into the house, that's Jesus. When he was come into the house, anytime I read a verse about Jesus coming into a house, it strikes me. It really strikes me because I'm expecting his arrival in my house one of these days. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And what did they do? And Jesus said unto them, to the blind men, what did he say to them? Believe ye that I am able to do this. And what did they say? They said unto him, yea, Lord. We believe. We believe. Look at the next verse. Next verse. Yea, Lord. 29. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. This verse makes God vindicated that no human being can ever hold God responsible for the state of your life. There's no human. This verse vindicates God that this must be to me according to my faith and not according to the anointed power of the Lord. It's according to, say, be it unto you according to your faith. If you have 20% faith, let the things be to you 20%. According to your faith, if you have 70% faith, let whatever it is be to you according to your faith, which means that you can never enjoy anything beyond the level of faith that you have. If God is coming to bless you with the car, he will first come and investigate the faith that is in your heart. Then he will know the type of car that will commensurate that faith, because the blessing must be according to the faith that is there. And I want to just hear. If God will give us a mega church, he will come and investigate my heart and see the kind of faith that I have. And then he will investigate your heart also to see the kind of faith you have for your basenta. He will never make you the senior pastor of this church if your faith cannot carry it. And he will never make me the senior pastor of the cathedral if my faith cannot carry it. It will be, it will exist, it will be accrued, it will be brought to you at the measure of the faith that you have. Even the absence or the presence of that type of faith. So then, if I can build a certain type of faith, it will attract a certain type of blessing into my life. That's what I'm saying, that this verse vindicates God. Nobody can ever accuse God for the quality of your life. Nobody, God, you are responsible for the quality of your life by the type of faith that is in your heart. That's why nobody sitting here should say that you have faith. Because the faith that you have, it has determined, it has created its life already. That's the life that you have. The current state life that you have today, my life today, is a revelation of my faith today. And so is yours. The day my faith changes, my life changes. Oh, I'm preaching a good sermon. I'm preaching a fantastic sermon. Yes. Let's say it again like we said it on Sunday. Let's say that. According to my faith, be it unto me. Say it two times. One to go. Say it again. Say it one more time. Yeah. So you and I, David, if I'll be busy this year, and if you also be busy this year, we have to be busy uploading different kinds of faiths into our hearts. Yes. We have to now be busy uploading faith into our hearts. That's why I was telling the church on Sunday that when I travel alone, I don't pray. I just sit on my car, open the car, sit down, I'm going. I don't pray. Because there is a faith sitting in my heart that as I'm going, you know, I will be back. I will certainly be back. It is when you join my car that I'm not sure of the faith that you are carrying. Your faith can neutralize my faith. So then I have to pray. We'll pray together also to build your faith. And I want you to say, so this year we must be busy building faith into our heart, because without the faith, it is just impossible. It will just not work if the faith is not there. Yeah. What is faith? What is faith? Faith is your conviction. Strong conviction about a truth that exists. Hear me. Faith is your strong conviction about a truth, a particular truth. You are strongly convicted about it that nobody can talk you out of it. That's your faith. Today, I want to help us build a type of faith. Are you ready? Do you want to know the type of faith I want us to build? Mark 11:20. Let's look at the faith I want us to build. And I pray that God will have mercy on us. Somebody say, God have mercy on us. And give us this particular faith. Yes. Gloria. If my faith is bigger than your faith, my life will be bigger than your life. It's just great. Mark 11:23. Xavier, there is a faith I want us to have. This church, and I thank God for those of you who have come to church today. We will certainly be different from everybody who didn't come to church. Mark 11:23. Can you find it? Mark 11:22. And in the morning, as they passed by, please, are you following the story? They saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Next verse. We are going on a journey. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, what did he say? Again? Learn to have a master in the kingdom of God. Everybody must have a master. Somebody must be above you. You cannot be an independent entity. Like nobody can say sit and you sit. Nobody can say come and you come. Nobody can say go. It's like you dear. You deal directly with God. Okay. Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. We saw the tree. You cursed the tree. We went home to sleep. Now, this morning, as we have come, we have seen that the tree has withered. Peter calling to remembrance. Sometimes church members must call to remembrance. Prophecies that were made before that have come to pass. Somebody must call to remember that it was once said. Yes. Pastor, it has happened. You once said that you will reserve money down to do something. The money will not be used for that thing because somebody will step in and intervene. You said it some time ago. When it happens, somebody must call to remembrance something that was said that has happened. And I want to ask you. Jesus answering them and said, what did he say to them? Have 23. It has refused to. Have faith in God. And Bible scholars say that phrase is have God's type of faith. Right? Have God's type of faith. Have faith in God. Then he said that, therefore, no, we are not there. 23. It can't go there. Okay, I can read from here. I can read from here because I don't know. It has refused to move. For verily I say unto you, either whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Right? What follows? But shall believe. No, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. I want God to help me and you, Rose and Ruth, to develop faith to the level where we believe what we say will happen. What you say will happen. You see, that is the truth. The Bible says it. That's the truth of it. That what we say will happen. But unless it becomes a conviction in our hearts, it is not yet faith. You just know the truth that Jesus says that whatever we say will happen. But if this truth now becomes convicted, imposed, superimposed, swelled up, saturated inside of you, then it has become faith. That's when people begin to say that, fear this girl. If you make a mistake and she prays against you, you are in trouble. Because whatsoever she says, it will come to pass. And yet, do you know that this verse, as true as it is, and as open-minded as it is for whosoever, it is not whatever you say that happens. True or not true? Are people alive? Shake yourself a little till I know that you're alive. I'm saying that we are reading from the word of God, and Jesus is speaking. He's revealing truth to us. He said that, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. That's the truth of it. It's the truth. It's the truth. But up until now, not everything we say comes to pass. Like intentionally, if you lift a voice and you declare, hey, I'm getting a job by next week, you will discover that, look, you may be disappointed. Because the truth of this message has not been consolidated on our hearts. So faith is when truth becomes a conviction It's like it is this or nothing else. And nobody can talk me out of it. I believe that if I cough, whatever I cough will happen. Like the truth, it becomes so consolidated on your heart. Are you in church? Oh, I would love, Sarah, I would love to walk in the realm. In the realm where everything I say comes to pass. Yes. God was telling the Israelites about his standard of who a prophet is. And he said a prophet is not the one that moves in the revelation calling names, your name, when he said he's a prophet, is the one that saith a thing. And if it cometh to pass, he said, fear that person. He is a prophet of the Lord. Yes. And then, one time, before the prophetic ministry of Samuel was established, I think in 1 Samuel 3:19 or so, the Bible said that, and God dealing with him is that none of his words fell to the ground. Samuel, if it comes to your farm and says that all your maize will die by tomorrow, and the Bible says that none of his words fell to the ground. That's the height of the prophetic ministry. And after God said that, then the next verse is that, and the devil from Dan to Beersheba, it was established that Samuel was the prophet. In that, because the prophetic ministry, it is saying and it comes to pass. Saying and it comes to pass. I would like to walk in that realm, but it comes with there's a faith that puts a person in that realm. There's a faith that you wake, you stand on the first of a month and you declare that this month, every day in the month will favor me. And certainly, as you walk through the month, you don't know how the first, second, third, fourth, all the months are just arranging themselves, because there is a realm where whatever you say, it comes to pass. I'm preaching. I said, yes. I want it. I want that realm. I want to walk in that realm every day of my life. Yes. Where is the verse? Shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. And I'm saying that, Sarah, this is the truth. This is the truth, but it doesn't happen to everybody, because it's not standing on a certain faith. Whatsoever he saith shall come to pass. Lamentation says that. He said that, who is it that saith a thing and it cometh to pass, if the Lord commanded it not? In other words, if you find something that the Lord has said, and then you stand on it, and you say what the Lord has said, you are likely to see what the Lord has said. Yes. But saying and coming to pass, saying and coming to pass, there is a faith that puts a person there. And I want you to desire to be there. Desire to be there. Let's trust God not only to be there, saying and coming to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Hi. Can you imagine you are in that realm? Can you imagine you are in that realm? You have faith for that realm. Hey! The things you will say. if God grasps me, top, he says, it's okay. God, you be saying things that are even beyond. They be who can never get it. Bishop Oyedepo, he said, when I read the book of Ezekiel, he said, I am awed at the prophetic ministry of Ezekiel. So he took his Bible. Bible. Say, I'm going on a 3 days journey to find out what is the secret of Ezekiel. He said, I went to the mountain. I said, 3 nights, 3 days, 3 nights. Rain beat me. The sun beat me. But the third day, I found the secret. I said, yeah, I shall never be poor again. Then he said, the Lord said to me that, as you say it, you will see it. As you say it, you will see it. As you say it, he said, I packed my Bible. I came down because I knew that I found the secret of Ezekiel. As I say it, I will see it. There's a realm of faith where you say, you see, I want it badly. I want it badly. I'll see a pregnant woman, I tell her that in 9 months from now, I will be dedicating your baby. If you are walking in this realm, as you say it, you will see it. It's a realm, Sarah. It's a realm. I said, it's a realm. I can't feel that you guys, my hunger level and your hunger level is not the same. You are soaking. But shall believe that those things which he said. Shall come to pass. Those things which he said shall come to pass. So nowadays, when he texts me, asks me, how are you, Reverend? You know what I say? I say, I'm super blessed. For those things which he said shall come to pass. Oh, that's my constant response. Anybody who texts me, how are you? My response is the same. I'm super blessed. Super blessed. Those things which he said shall come to pass. Yes. So, you are, when God gives us this faith, faith where you know that everything you say, anybody who makes a mistake and you curse the person, unless they come back to you with an offering and you revoke the curse. The curse will go down their generation to the fourth generation. Their children will suffer for that. Anybody, if you stand on your feet and you curse a trotro driver, that's it. The trotro business will come down from that time. There's a man, I forgot his name. He stood in Ireland and said there will be no snake in this nation. I hear up to now there's not even one single snake in Ireland. A human being cast snake out of the nation. Up to today, there's not the new generational people have been born in that they've never seen snake before in the car unless they see it on television. A human being cast snake, and those things which he saith shall come to pass. That's what you say, and you say that before the year ends, my Mr. Right, he will meet me. And once you say it, if this faith is in operation now, those things which he said shall come to pass. Am I talking to the church that needs this faith? Or you have it already? Maybe you guys have it already. That's why you are looking at me like that. You have the faith already. Hey, I will stand here and I declare that, look, in 1 month, if the hall will be filled, there will be overflow. I will declare that we are going to have 12 weddings before the year ends. I will declare that in the space of 3 months, anybody who needs a job is finding you. Can you imagine yourself operating in this realm? Those things that he said shall come to pass. Can you imagine that you are in that realm? your family people, they will make you chief of the, you'll be the chief of the family. Because Charlie, hey, oh nah, if he talks, hey, we know that what he has said, it will come to pass. And they'll fear this girl. Oh. Fear this girl. Oh. If she prays against you, you are in trouble. Because those things which he said, shall have whatsoever he said. I said about what I say. Job 36, 11. What I say. You see, one of the reasons why we Christians don't see what is in God, we only confess them in church. Lift your right hand up. Say after me, my father, my father. My father, my father. Any devil. It's like, once we finish in the church setting, it's finished. We don't carry the sayings. It's not part of our regular talking. You hear words like, I'm tired. You hear words like, I'm stressed. You hear words like, I'm not happy. I'm broke. It's like, all those words are part of your vocabulary. And yet in church, he said, my father, my father. Hey, I lift up my hands and I clap my hands. I enter abundance. I enter wealth. My family enters wealth. And yet on Monday, you are WhatsApping with your friends. Charlie, I'm broke. You WhatsApp your friends. Charlie, I'm broke. Charlie, things hard. Yeah. If they obey and serve him, look, I obeyed the Lord and I came into the ministry. I obeyed the Lord and I came to the ministry. And I'm serving the Lord. They shall spend their days in what? Okay. Let me talk to the people here. They shall spend their days in what? Yes. And their years in what? Yes. So the question is that, have you obeyed the Lord? Your answer is yes. Are you serving the Lord? Yes, you are a center leader, you are a chorister, you are a pastor, whatever, you are serving us. So now, my days will be spent in prosperity. This must be your saying on a regular day. When you wake up, no, my days will be spent in prosperity. My days will be spent in prosperity. And my years in pleasure. It should be part of your words every morning. My days will be spent in prosperity and my years in pleasure. My days will be spent in prosperity and my years in pleasure. Because the two criteria, no, I qualify. I've obeyed the Lord. I'm in the ministry and I'm serving the Lord with my heart. So my days are spent in prosperity and my years in pleasure. If the faith that whatsoever things you see coming to pass, you will see this thing aligning itself to make itself true in your life. My days. Write it up. It must be a common phrase on your mouth. My days are spent in prosperity and my years in pleasure. My years in pleasures. My days are spent in prosperity and my years are spent in pleasure. My days are spent in prosperity and my years are spent. And confess these two words to you. Say, my days are spent in prosperity. Yes. Oh, and my years are spent in pleasure. Pleasures. If I say, I'm spending my days in prosperity and I'm spending my years in pleasures. They say, don't make this conversation then tomorrow morning you are saying something else. You must wake up tomorrow that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Those things which he said, my days are being spent in prosperity and my years are being spent in pleasure. There will be no year which will be nicer than the year to come. You understand? It's like your 19th birthday is nicer than your 20th birthday. Or your 26th birthday is nicer than your 27th birthday. As you are progressing, is not going accordingly. As you grow higher, the pleasures of the years are going higher. Yes. Say it again. My days are spent in prosperity, and my years in pleasures. Say it again. Those things which you say have come to pass. My days. Say it for the last time. Yes. Say it with concentration so that your inner man, your spirit, your soul, your mind, all of them capture the vibe of what you are saying. Want to go. Yes. Oh yes. Why? I've obeyed the Lord. And I'm serving the Lord. I like it. Tell somebody I like it. Yeah. Isaiah 32:24. Those things which he says are come to pass. That's what we are saying.